to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do, your pants? What did you do?
Oh, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. Better late than never.
Whoa.
I do apologize for the late start. We're on Burning Man time apparently tonight, so it's pretty casual.
A little behind.
Burning Man.
I guess a couple people went to it here on the.
We will be talking about that. By the way, that is my beautiful and sassy co-host Josie Cat.
Hello, Dark Minions.
She looks like Nicole Kidman.
Looks like Nicole Kidman.
I know. You keep insisting that.
Just so you know that.
And I am shocked.
I like that one, though.
You like
totally.
Nicole Kidman?
I mean, she looks totally like Nicole. It's crazy.
I've never heard that.
I think she looks better than Nicole Kidman.
Oh, thank you. But that's a
lot more gothic.
A little more gothic, a little more tattoos.
Yes.
A few more tattoos.
A little bustier. And
a lot more bustier.
Yes, and she didn't pretend to have sex with Tom Cruise. So as far as... So
that's a mean thing to say.
No. Anyway, I'm amazed that Josie Cat has never met our first guest, our guest tonight.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
He forgets the name.
Singer. No.
So you go by many names.
So she's a hyphenate. Everybody we have on the show is a hyphenate. She's a singer. She's a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
She's the leader of the band Many of Odd Nature, mm-hmm. which is more than a band. It's an art collective, and we'll talk about that. She's also, because I did extensive research.
We have some gorgeous girls here.
Yes, we do.
I mean, we always do.
Extensive research. But you've done some modeling. You've done some acting. Is that correct?
Some acting. Well,
acting, modeling.
Just backstage or background stuff. Not real acting.
Anyway, this is Charlie. Charlie Ginnow.
Ginnow. It's a vulgar guy.
Charlie Ginnow.
Yeah.
Also known as Charlie Hattrick.
Thank you, darling. Tips the hat to you.
Yes. Charlie brought a friend.
Yes, moral support.
The cheerleader.
The cheerleader. And you are, your full name is, because you guys got the first name.
Fla.
Fla, just Fla?
Just F-L-A.
No, I thought there was a last name. I got Fla.
Okay, the full name would be Flaminia Fanale, but that's whatever.
Fla.
She's making it up.
And Fla.
I just made it up.
Beautiful Fla. Where are you from? Because
Italy?
I love that accent. Oh, paisana.
Ooh. Not really. I'm a city person.
Engaged.
No, but I'm part Italian. I'm trying to bond with you.
if you call somebody a peasant, then yeah,
no, I didn't say peasant. I said paisana. Paisana, sister, paisan.
Sure.
Anyway.
Sure. Is that clock for real?
It's
counting down.
It's a countdown.
I'm like, oh my God, this is bad.
Yes, Charlie.
The countdown.
Yes, Charlie. There's
a
bomb in the studio, and we have 51 seconds to...
Damn, I really
clip the wires and get that bomb. But, you know,
that's the clock timing mark, how many minutes he has to try and pick up on you.
Well, trust me, I picked up on Charlie before, and we'll talk about that.
Every single guest.
I'll play along.
I've never picked up on you, Charlie. Are you serious?
What do you mean? Come on to me?
Come on to you,
yeah,
yes.
Right.
Okay, anyway, so, and why wouldn't I? But, you know, before we go into that, and there's a lot to get into, because Charlie is one of the people that I want to have. When I first got the show on April 1st, she's one of the first people I actually said, I want you on the show. She forgets
I don't
this.
Remember that.
She forgets that I did this, but
fucking,
I did.
These two,
Josie Cat and brain. Charlie, I definitely wanted on the show. Josie was on the show, and now I can't get rid of her. And and you finally actually heard about the show.
Yeah,
and,
that was me.
Immediately got,
yeah.
Yes. So anyway, but you know, it's time for, because all of Hollywood circles around this woman, it's time for the Josie Cat Hollywood Reports.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
to get...
That's a long intro.
That's,
be nice. That's my band.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
If that whiny, screechy voice sounds familiar, that's Josie Cat.
Well, no, I thought it was awesome. But
the band
was so quick, it was a little long. But maybe that's why, because you actually do look a little familiar. Maybe I have seen you perform. Do you hang out West Hollywood a lot? Do you know Joe Sutton and all them cats?
Maybe. I'm not very good with names.
Okay.
Anyway, she was in the band Piss Ants. Okay. And now she's also in the band Carrera.
Yes, our show is coming up.
Give me the Hollywood report first.
Nervous.
I want the Hollywood report.
Don't get too excited because there's not much of a report. I worked most of the weekend.
I didn't see you at the fetish.
I have about 10 events coming up. I had to prepare for all my events the next 2 months. It's insane.
Okay, because have quite a Hollywood report myself.
Maybe you should do it. I could tell you what's coming up that I've been preparing for. There's a Bar Sinister event.
Mm-hmm.
And
the big event is Carrera.
Yeah, that's on
Kitty,
the 17th.
Kitty, Kitty, Bang, Bang on the 17th.
Alexis Arquette is going to be hosting for us.
Right.
And I am looking for a girl to be my dog. My guitar player told me to announce
Flay?
That.
Flay, you available?
To be my dog.
She's not available.
They have to be okay with holding a dog toy in their mouth.
Carly?
Sure. I'm not a sub, my dear.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll find someone.
Far from a sub.
I'm going to be also at Noise Factory on the 14th, mm-hmm. which is over where the Bondage Ball and Bazaar and everything at 333. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be everywhere the next few weeks.
And you're going to be.
So this weekend I chilled out. I think I did something. Oh, I went to Danzig.
Oh, that's what I was going to get to.
Yeah,
you got Danzig tickets on Groupon.
Yes.
I was at Danzig.
That's double the Satan.
That was Friday. And what was, is it?
Thursday? Jeremy, what did you think of Danzig?
It seemed like a long time ago.
I thought it was a great show, actually.
Really?
Yeah. What did you think of Shuri Curry?
That thing was a little weird to me.
I thought it was like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
She was all over him in this really strange way. And
they were doing a ballad.
Yeah.
And he said it sounded like
Meatloaf. And
it was a cross between the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Meatloaf.
Yeah, definitely.
I had a crush on him.
You know, that's what people say about me, but... I'm across between Rocky Horror Picture Show and Meatloaf, and Meatloaf was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, you look a little like that.
I worshipped him when I was younger.
No wonder we got along. So anyway.
Where's your end?
But Jeremy, did you get your tickets at Groupon?
Actually, it's funny you say that because I didn't get the tickets, but a friend of mine got them through Groupon, and they were like $12 or something.
Yeah, apparently Groupon had a big Danzig.
And then we just, we didn't give a fuck about the seats we were assigned to and just went right up front and like one row before the pit because they were pretty, pretty hard on letting people into the pit, like sneaking in there. Mm-hmm. The girl I took actually got to sneak in though and she got a bunch of good pictures and it was right up front.
So you snuck right past Josie.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen him a few times and actually my good friend Russ is his personal assistant. I was like, I'm not in the mood to like beg and go back. And I had to leave and go home and go work, you know? So it was like, I knew a couple of people. I ran into Carla from Butcher Babies. She's going on tour with them.
Oh, great.
So Butcher Babies will be through Halloween with Danzig.
That sounds...
I knew if I went backstage and did the whole after party, I was going to be toast on Saturday, and I just had too much to do.
I can imagine.
So,
but you know what I forgot to do?
What'd you forget?
I forgot to say who's sponsoring the show.
Hillary's
Vanity is our sponsor.
Have you seen her clothes?
Yes.
You know Hillary.
Mr. Lasale.
Hillary, we are sponsored. This show is sponsored by Hillary'sVanity.com.
Thank you, Hillary. You rock.
Hillary's the great. Hillary's the best. It's don't be afraid to be vain.
And
don't say vain like it's a bad thing.
We have our pleasure chest paddles.
Are they sponsoring our show?
They're providing paddles so we can whip your ass.
Because I was going to mention that
Hillary is.
Hillary Vanity. They have great clothes, and also the clothes are from sizes extra small to 4X. So whatever your size, they've got you covered, and the stuff is great.
Nice.
Fla?
How big is 4X?
That's like my size. No, actually, it's more than my size. It's like bigger than me. Bigger than me.
She looks like a supermodel. She's super tall and beautiful.
And she's like, totally I'm not going to talk on air. And now she's talking. I can't shut her the fuck up.
But was forced upon me.
4X is pretty
4X is like two sizes bigger than me.
Wow.
I'm 2X. That's 4X. But that's just, I don't want to talk about what's in my pants. The thing is.
Not much.
Yeah, you would know. So, but Hillary's Vanity.
Disclaimer.
Hillary's Vanity. I was going to say they are looking for plus size models.
Nice.
Male and female.
It's good to know.
So if you are, no plus sizes in here besides myself and Jeremy in the control room. So if you're a plus size model.
Such an easy job there. I dodged that bullet.
If you are, I know you, and I'm going to talk about this in a second, but so go to hillarysvanity.com. If you want a plus size model for her,
this is good for me to know. I could
email her through hillarysvanity.com if you want to get a private appointment at her private warehouse if you live in LA.
Missy Munster would be perfect.
Okay. Well, let's hook it up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, you've met Missy. She did she's a makeup artist.
Hey, come on in. We got some more people coming in.
Hey, come on in.
Hey, come on in. It's a party.
Who do we have?
Who is this?
I don't know.
Let me
say hi real quick.
Oh my God. You pronounce your name Micah?
Yes, sir. Micah Cover.
Yeah. Micah Cover.
Do you work with Wacko? Yeah.
Yeah, we had Wacko on the show. We had Michael Vile. Michael Vile did our theme song, by the way. Michael Vile did our theme song.
See, we're one big happy family.
We're one big happy family. This is Micah Cover, ladies and gentlemen. Magician
Welcome.
From the Magic Castle.
Castle. Hey. There you go.
I promised Josie some magic on the show, and here you are.
Yay, magic.
Yeah, so cool. And you, Josie, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So we have Charlie here from Many of Odd Nature.
Yes. Well, since Micah came in, let's start out with talking about this benefit that he's got coming up.
All right, let's do that.
In November, he's got a... Go ahead, Micah.
Yeah, sure. It's at the Magic Castle. It's called the 9th Annual... Night of the Raven, and it's that's right.
How goth?
Yeah, it's very goth. It's very goth.
Night of the Raven.
Yeah, and it's. You should introduce us. That was very good.
I'd love to.
That was awesome. And as she said, it's at the Magic Castle, and it's the 9th annual. We get to do it every year, and about 3 times now, I think we've had the pleasure of having Many of Odd Nature to be the official band.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it's
look at you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You go, girl.
The thing that's really cool about this event is it's Micah's way of supporting the castle. All the proceeds, the little benefit, all the proceeds goes towards the library.
That's right.
That thing always needs repairs,
right? Well, it has to be such a money pit.
Yeah, they always need more resources.
It's so old.
Yeah. So that's where we come in, and thanks to people like Charlie and Many of Odd Nature, we get a lot of people to come in.
I'll volunteer.
Okay, cool.
I would
cool.
love to. You know, my cousin used to work there.
Oh, at the Magic Castle?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. What did your cousin do?
She was a magician's assistant with Sandra Bernhardt.
No kidding.
They both worked there together. They were roommates.
Oh, that's so cool.
You have to understand, Josie Kett is the center of Hollywood. Everything revolves around her.
You know everybody. That's amazing.
Well, I was born here. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, in North Hollywood.
Except for Charlie. From Many of Our Nature.
She knows.
But she recognized
you. You know what? I suddenly recognized her. Because I fly her for a few of the local underground scenes. I think I was flying for Bondage Ball that night. And it was at the Dragonfly. You came out. And I fired you, and I remember briefly talking to you, and you said, I overheard you mention, anyways, just firing.
Oh, cool.
So you two have met.
My way of meeting people is firing.
That's a good way to meet people. You've done my show.
And now she's tearing apart.
15 minutes and the microphone's already broken.
I got to tell you, is that flying, that the reason why you know Michael Vile, I was flying for Dust Bunker. Was it at Dust Bunker? And actually, no, it was LA Dead at Dust Bunker. I was flying for Christian Vox. And this guy comes out. You know, he says he's a magician or something. I throw these little events, like carnival sort of events with magicians. Micah's been an awesome performer there as well.
Nice. Thank you.
And yeah, and Mr. Vile comes out. He says something like, you know, he's got some tricks. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, let me see some tricks. Within 5 minutes, this guy had an audience around him. Shit's flying in the air. Mm-hmm. It was cool. So thanks to this flying gig.
That's
you
Michael.
You know Michael Vile.
And by the way, Michael will be performing at my show tomorrow night if you're listening to this live at the CIA. California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
Didn't we do that once with you before?
We did that.
That place is so much fun.
So much fun.
Describe to the audience, for those who haven't been there, what's like when you walk
in. We're not going to get anything I'm planning on talking to. But, no, it's like a circus sideshow. You walk in. It's like a circus sideshow. It's bright colors. There's a fairy on display. There's a dead clown on display. Oh, there's severed heads. Shrunken arms. Severed arms,
so
shrunken
heads. It's like Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Ripley's Believe It or Not filmed there.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
They filmed there, and then they got canceled because they filmed the severed arm, which apparently is cursed. There went Dean Cain's career. But we have comedy. Let me just run it down real quick. And go to ciabnormalarts.com, go to darkmarkshow.com, go to my Facebook, gothcomedian.com, my Twitter, gothcomedian.
Is the show over already?
Tumblr.
Usually it's the end. Anyway,
it's 11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood. We've got Jen Barr's hosting, very funny comedian, who has her own show, The Raw Report. She's very funny. It's not quite as raw as this show, because last week we shocked the guests, but you know.
Wow.
We have Chad Ridgely, who had a Fox TV pilot and is hilarious. He just put out a rap song called Big Boobies on Blondes, Brunettes, and Redheads. He's on the show. Scott Schultz, who's a spoken word performer, is going to be on the show. We're going to have Tanya Estrada, who's on 94.3. She's on the radio. She's very funny. She's actually used to be in the band Ophelia Rising, who threw cupcakes at people at Bar Sinister once.
Oh, no.
We also have Dave Shelton, who we've had on the show, who wrote for National Lampoon. We have the bands The Next and Whisper Gun. It's going to be quite a show. So if you can make it, come on down. I'm trying to make it as eclectic as Charlie's events, because Charlie throws these Carnival Noir.
Carnival Noir, yes.
Carnival Noir.
Well, Carnival Noir is like, it's my little baby. It's like my baby of 2009. It was my first burn. The goth scene, the burlesque scene. Basically, Carnival Noir is like the child of all that. Patrick Saxon.
Right. Well, let me just give some backstory to Charlie. Because Charlie, first off, stunning. Every time I see her.
She is gorgeous.
Every time I see her, I just want to look in the eyes, take her in my arm. Wait, is this on? Are we on the air? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Charlie, is she great or what?
We should leave you two alone.
No, that's okay.
I agree with everything.
Charlie is a singer performer. I first met her. She was my MySpace friend, and she invited me to a show. And this was Many of Odd Nature, when it was just kind of just a regular band. And I was blown away by the guitar playing, by the songs. Because you study guitar at the Musicians Institute, and they don't just let anybody in there.
You have to apply, and you have to know a certain amount, and then
if Josie came in there and started singing, "I got your best and your best sucks," they'd be like, "Yeah, I don't think so."
Everywhere I go.
You have to have some musical ability to even be in the Musicians Institute, and then they teach you to even be better.
Yeah,
but Many of Odd Nature has evolved from that. And it's not just a man. You have an announcer.
A host,
Patrick the Bank Robber. And if he's not available, you call me. And then I'm the backup host. Because I hosted when we played
the Sunset Strip Music Festival.
Josie did not believe me.
Oh, there's footage.
At the Key Club. Footage. Last year, I was at the Sunset Strip Music Festival. I said it on the air. I said it on the air 2 weeks ago. You're like, you're lying.
Oh, I was messing with you.
You're lying because you were there as an audience member. I was there as a performer.
Yeah, we got that. It's online.
Okay. Yeah. So it's real. And you also have Michael Vial, the magician, who's been on the show. Yeah. We'll be on again and does our theme song. And it's an eclectic mix.
It's a show. Yeah, I have basically ADD, and so I need constant re-entertainment.
It's rock.
Yeah.
It's got elements of cabaret, of
goth,
waltz,
industrial,
trip hop.
Yeah.
You describe it much better than I do. But it's really evolved. I mean, it's gone from just a regular cool rock band to just a whole thing.
Yeah.
Strange percussion. And
we have fun.
Yeah. So you just have fun and you get everything out there.
Yeah. A lot of cool stuff's going on this month. So we got the news from Micah that he wants us on board again for the Magic Castle. We just shot a music video 2 weeks ago, which I was, the goal was to have it finished by tonight, to have it on air.
Right.
But, I'm actually, I think, like 30 seconds away from finishing it. Well, unfortunately, I have a day job that I had to, you know, it's time.
And we were outside, and we were accosted by some.
But the video, yeah.
By some interesting downtown folk.
Yeah, so the video we just shot 2 weeks ago, Dragonfly hooked us up with Free Venue, which is really cool. Thank you, Happy great. Harry, for helping us out with that. And
the video, when I'm so sorry I missed the shoot.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it would have been fun to have you. It was fun because the song's, it's got zombies involved in it. And it's basically, it's called Eat You Alive. Mm-hmm. It was originally Eat You Alive, and then I ended up having to give in to switching it because it actually worked better if I switched it. It was, anyways.
So it was Eat You Alive.
It was Eat You Alive, which was supposed to be.
And now it's Eat You Alive.
It was supposed to be a sort of artistic meaning for, like, you know, I'm not bullshitting myself or you, like, trying to kill it both at the same time.
Right.
But I ended up actually just twisting it to Eat You Alive, and it's now a little play off of what the French call an orgasm. You know, La Petite Mort? It means a little death.
I know an orgasm.
You do know an orgasm. Well, this is now a zombie player. So basically, everybody's dying in this figurative sort of Eat You Alive. And the song's written about this chick that I was, like, you know, pretty much, you know, she's cute.
She was eating you alive?
Yeah, you know, I guess.
Was that Flaw? I mean, what? Flaw's very silent now, but you wrote it about
anyway,
a woman.
So now the video has evolved, the song has evolved to, you know, zombie video, and we got Cleve Hall came in, he's a monster, sci-fi's monster man, he came in and helped do makeup, he helped pull in the CMS students. Well, me and my buddy, Ron, he's out there. We went over to the zombie run they had in, I forget where the hell we were.
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. We went there and recruited zombies. Right. But by luck, you know, turns out the kids that were doing the makeup there, they were from the school and they knew Cleve Hall. And it was hey, fuck it. Let's fucking, they ended up coming on board, and we ended up having a huge crew to help makeup people up, and EI and MI's makeup program as well. It was really cool.
There's no shortage of zombies in Los Angeles.
There are.
There's no shortage. Now, do we have that song? Is that the song that you brought?
It is. We do have it on there. It's a track two if you want to play it.
Is there any way you can play Eat Me Alive?
Eat You Alive. It's track two.
Oh, you know, why don't we play Eat You Alive instead?
Is it Eat Me Alive or Eat You Alive? Meanwhile, we're going to start.
It's a Freudian slip, but I keep saying Eat You Alive. So it's Eat Me Alive.
Eat You Alive is the song.
Eat You Alive.
Eat You Alive.
You know, I was going to play Eat Me Alive. Why don't we play Eat You Alive instead? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, many of odd nature with...
Very sexy.
Eat you alive.
I think I want to have sex now after that song.
Okay, the show's over. We're going to...
That's intention, darling.
By the way, Josie, I don't think you've visited the restroom at Skid Row Studios. I've got a key.
Which, by the way, this is a cool-ass studio.
I agree with you. I like it.
Major props. Major
yes,
props.
Yes, Jeremy, major props to you.
Major props. This is cool shit, guys. This is like, this is good.
We do like Skid Row. We love Skid Row Studios. That's this is cool. We found a home. Major and trust me, we looked long and hard. It was very well traveled. But
I feel very lucky to be here.
So as I was doing my extensive research on you, Charlie, and Josie will tell you, when I have a cute female guest on, I do so much research.
He'll know everything.
I looked you up 5 minutes ago, Micah, but I looked at a lot of pictures.
If he knew you were coming, he'd know everything about you too.
I would have pulled up tons of pictures and done research.
Hours,
but in my research, there's a lot of stuff online about Charlie. And Charlie, what's the hat trick thing? Because you were known as hat trick at some point.
Well, I do a lot of things. I wear a couple hats. So
and you wear hats out sometimes.
I'd always have a top hat. It's a stage gimmick. It's part of my stage show. Hats are involved in magic. And most importantly, I do a few things.
Are you still a few different hats?
No, still Charlie Hedrick.
Okay.
That's hanging. Right. It was funny, I forget how it came to me. I remember somebody was having a talk. It was a talk between two guys, and some guy said something about a hat trick. And a friend of mine, Michael Wisno, I forget how you say his last name. I remember when I did my first Carnival Noir, he pointed out how many hats. He's like, you wore many hats. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, when I had this discussion between these two guys, I suddenly flashback to Michael saying that. And the next thing you know, I'm like, well, I guess that's my name, Charlie Hattrick. Many hats, many hats.
But if you look up Charlie Hattrick online, there's two things that they describe you as constantly. One is a burner.
Yes.
You like to go to Burning Man.
I do. I like it.
But you missed this year.
I did. I have to. Yeah, I'm grounded.
Are you having withdrawals?
No. It's actually been a good week. If this week is at least for the intention that. Okay. So basically, I grounded myself. I can't go until I've completed certain things.
Right.
Because then I can really celebrate.
That's what I did this weekend.
But the thing that's great is if I didn't do that, I wouldn't have gotten Micah's email. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have heard about, or you wouldn't have approached me about this.
Right.
And I also wouldn't have heard about that.
I would have approached you, but I would have gotten a response.
But also the other thing is this this battle of the bands. I would have never caught that.
And right.
Unfortunately, my band, we're lucky right now. There's a few different rounds going on, but... there's two rounds. We compete on Monday on the 9th at Slide Bar. We're competing against a couple other bands.
Right. This is for the opportunity to open for Rob Zombie.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Battle of the Bands
awesome.
For Rob Zombie. If we win this, we go to finals. And if we go to finals and we win, then we fucking open up for Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And by the way, I would never encourage anybody to drive to Fullerton in my life, except for this event. This is something I would recommend everybody do.
And I got to tell you, I was so excited about this. I mean, I teach a couple spin classes. Like I work at a couple different gym.
Spin classes. I thought you said spank.
Same thing. No. Well, same sort of results. A little ass kicking always helps. But the spin class. So in honor of, for all my classes this week, I opened up with a Rob Zombie or White Zombie track.
Right.
Is it Forsaken or Blood, Milk, and Sky?
Right.
We gotta fit this shit in, you know.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Get the power. Get a second.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with Burning Man. I've never been to Burning Man. But I know like almost everybody I know has been once at least. What separates people that have been to Burning Man once or twice from a burner?
Well, some people like Miss Fla or like myself, like last year was her first year. She's a burner before she went to Burning Man.
How do you become a burner before you go to Burning Man?
Well, because it's like burning, like to actually be, if you've gone there, well, no matter who you are, when you go in there, if you're there, no matter what your intentions are when you go in, when you come out, it's going to be, it's unavoidable to grow in certain areas and to be aware and sort of like appreciative of certain things. So no matter what, when you go in, you're coming out different.
Right.
But sometimes people, like for me, the reason why I connected so well with it and the reason why I started this Carnival Noir was, in the goth community, although burners and goths would totally disagree with it, not all of them, but there'd be an argument amongst them because burners are seen as like a lot more, you know,
hippies.
You know, but they're not hippies. That's, I mean, the domes. You guys go to Burning Man, you see the domes of fire, you forget hippie.
Right.
But that whole love community thing, that's there. But for me, the reason why I connected so well with it was just, right, first of all, the biggest rules, radical self-expression. Mm-hmm. And the goth community, radical self-expression.
Right.
Different colors, both very radically self-expressing themselves.
Exactly.
They're both very aware of their feelings. Although goths generally, I think this is like the reason why, you know, I pulled up the whole neo-goth thing is, but goths generally think about their feelings a lot. Even though generally sometimes there was this little trip where it's all negative and stuff, but still, in comparison to a regular person, they're a lot more self-reflective than a regular, I don't know.
You normal people listening to the Dark Mark show right now that have no idea what we're talking about. But, but you've been described as, the other thing you're described as is neo-goth.
Neo-goth, yeah. Well, I came up with that term in 2009 when I did Carnival Noir because Curious Josh, our buddy there, he needed something to sort of describe Carnival Noir.
Right, it's not really goth, but it's...
But, the reason why I didn't want to say goth was because I don't want to be associated to somebody who's depressed.
Right.
You know, but the thing, though, is it's unavoidable...
I don't know what you're doing on this show, but...
When it's unavoidable to seem to see that I enjoy dark things.
Right.
I enjoy black. I think black's sexy. I think lace is sexy. I like leather. I like... You know, I like all that stuff. So,
I'm wearing all black.
Anyways, back to the burner community. So to me, I enjoyed and I loved the whole where it can be a little different is in the burners they're down with getting dirty, whereas goths a little bit. But the funny thing, the most interesting thing is when I went there and I saw the top hats with goggles, and I saw all the people walking around with dirt on them. I'm like, is this where the fucking shit came from? Like, is this where steampunk was invented?
That's another thing.
There's no accident. I mean, you see those industrial bands with powder, it's like this must have started. Somewhere at the burn, somebody's in the desert. They wanted to wear their fucking black, have their helmet, and there's fucking playa dust all over them.
I'm just thinking that maybe back in the day there was some sort of burn in England, and Robert Smith and Peter Murphy and the guy from Sisters of Mercy. They're all dancing in the desert for days on end. They haven't had a shower, and they're like, why don't we wear all black and be depressed?
Well, and here's the thing, too, that that burners can relate to goths, is a goth will wear whatever the fuck they want on a sunny day. No matter what, they're going to fucking wear what they want.
Right.
A burner will do the same damn thing. They don't give a fuck if it's late. What is it? What is it? The stuff that doesn't breathe?
Spandex?
No. People, that's what
you're asking.
Totally.
Latex.
Thank you.
Latex.
I mean, they'll go out there in latex. You know, it's like so. To me, I was immediately connected
latex
to the
latex in
community.
The summer.
But fucking, we're stubborn ass motherfuckers.
I don't do latex.
Which is a
myself,
big reason why a lot of us are still single these days.
That was my next question.
Yeah, no, really. I think I was telling my buddy here. There's this concern in the goth community, and I'm going to address this right now since I have this opportunity.
You go, girl.
There's this concern. There's a lot of us who are single, and we're a little older, mid-30s, single, a lot of us. And there's this talk I've heard from a couple different people from my scene say that there's something wrong with us, and that's the reason why we're like.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
you. Yeah, when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that doesn't feel right. That does not feel right when I put it on, because
you're saying you're single.
Yes, I am single.
Okay, so I'll keep that in my back pocket. We'll that later. What I was going to say is that even though you've been single most of the time, I know that you went out with somebody for
I was engaged. Well, yeah.
You're engaged, but you've been single for I've known you probably 5 years, so you were probably
it's been a while. Yeah, I've been single.
In a relationship 2 of those years. The other 3 years, you've been single, but you haven't been lonely. And you've been very happy.
I wouldn't say I haven't been lonely. I wouldn't say.
Well, I'm sure you have lonely moments, but you're happy. First off, you're happy with yourself.
Well, yes.
And you're happy, and you've you've had romantic relationships.
I mean, part of life is engaging and enjoying. But fortunately, which is a part of why a lot of people from our scene, you know, we're very, very. I think there's this whole
it's funny because people in our scene, they come up to me, they know I'm single. They never say anything like that. They're like, yeah, we understand. So it's just one of those things. But I'm picky too, and I think you are as well.
That's what I was going to try to get at is in our community. So there's like, oh, this whole thing, there's something wrong with us. And the reason why I think people think there's something wrong with us is because we're not really, we're doing our own thing, right? So, and there's dark stuff related to it. So they're like, oh, so it must be because they're freaks. You're like, no, not really. Because when I think about it, although I do like things, I think I've got my shit together. I'm a very good person, I think. I'm proud of myself.
And going into that, to go back to the Musicians Institute where you were studying guitar, how many women were studying guitar when you were studying guitar?
There's a couple other girls there.
Right, but it was.
I don't know, you were in the minority. I don't know why. It's for some reason.
It's because a lot of women don't. I mean, it's a rarity. Not a rarity, I guess. It's unusual for women to play guitar.
Yeah, no, I needed that one.
And you're a terrific guitar player. Matter of fact, almost every show, I'm like, well, how come you didn't play more guitar? And you're like, well, it's not really what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, the funny thing is, I went to school before I went to MI. I was so sure that I was going to have a black metal band. I was like, you know, I was really into black metal. I was a metalhead for years.
And you're still young, so.
but I was so into it, and then for some reason, I went through this weird period while I was in school where like. You know, music wasn't touching me like how it did. And I think it was because I was thinking about it on a different level. And right. I went through this depression while I was in school to think there's something wrong with me. Cause I'm like, why is it? I don't feel, I've gone so far out of my way to go to school for music. This is my passion, you know, but why is it? I can't feel it anymore. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Focus on the road in front of me. I've graduated. I started work the day after because I did not want to go back home. Right. I was like, I need to stay in Hollywood. So I started working at Guitar Center the next day.
But when you were at Musicians Institute, were they like, you're good for a girl?
Oh, no.
I'm sure you outdid most of the boys.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was fun. We had, they're very cool over there. All the instructors and
right,
very
but,
supportive.
Not necessarily instructors,
they never gave a, like, because you're a girl thing. I never got that from them, which is cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Fortunately. I think it's like in the rock world, it's a little bit more, you know, there's less separation, I guess, between the sexes.
I don't know, because I don't know about that, because speaking of Rob Zombie, White Zombie, girls tend to be the bass player a lot.
You know,
you don't see a lot of women guitar players.
The major reason why I had to come back to Los Angeles was because when I was where I grew up, all the guys wanted to put me on fucking bass, and I boycotted playing bass for a long time.
And that was when Smashing Pumpkins, White Zombie,
I wanted to play guitar. Like, it was bullshit. So fuck
you even had a female bass player, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, but for me, I needed it. You know,
but I know a lot of chicks that could shred on guitar.
I'm sure.
Now, I'll gladly play bass. I enjoy it, but there was a while where I just got so angry because I wanted to play the guitar and people wouldn't let me. So
right.
it bothered me. But then I moved back to LA and I'm like, my peoples.
Where were you when they wanted to stick you play bass?
It was Oceanside, Carlsbad area.
San Diego, North County.
I thought you were going to say somewhere like out in the boondocks.
It's very like over there. Like, you know, I love my family and, you know, I love them to death and I wish I could be closer to them.
And they're in Carlsbad or Oceanside?
There's a lot of great people, I'll be granted, but there's not a lot of people who share the same passion that I do. So that's what I appreciate about Los Angeles is everybody's, you know, I can
relate because I grew up in San Diego and then I couldn't wait to get up to LA. And now it's a home.
Which part of San Diego?
I lived in Pacific Beach.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so me and the beach. It was the hippest.
Yeah.
If you were a surfer dude, if you're not, yeah.
So not dressed in a black suit.
Although although that's where I discovered the goth community. Not on the beach. No, in San Diego, I was actually there was a. Club Therapy, which they still have.
Oh, I remember that. I never went.
I followed some pale, latex-clad woman into a bar. And I was like, oh. And I heard the music. I never heard music like that before. And I was like, I was like a metalhead, and I'm listening to all this industrial. It's like, it's metal, but I can dance to it. And there's the girls, and they're hot, and they look like, and I'm like, wow, I'm home. Nice. And then, so.
That delicious taste.
Right, yeah. But I couldn't wait. Yeah, I was. It's San Diego's weird. And Oceanside's even different because it's
just, yeah. I mean, it's all right. It's just, but it's just, fake, you know, fangs. It's Oceanside. It's like.
What's
know,
that?
It's all right.
I said you're a bit with fake fangs.
Josie has been drinking Perrier, and I don't know who spiked it, but.
But you're speaking of metal. So what happened? So I go to school. You know, I'm feeling numb. I graduate. I start working at Guitar Center.
Okay.
The thing that was cool when I worked there is I worked in the warehouse, and they would just let you blast whatever you wanted. So nice. I got to just listen to music again. Wow. And then all of a sudden, I realized I was listening to less. What was there? Something? Is there somebody?
No, that's okay.
Distracted squirrel. I realized
homeless guy from outside came back in.
He just followed us. What is his name? I forget. Breezy.
He said it about 20 times. Hi, my name is Mo. Yeah, I'm going to give you my email.
To get in here today.
Josie, give me a kiss. And then he's like, Doc Mark, give me a kiss. Anyway. So
I wasn't sure if you guys knew him, and I was being
so
rude.
He's our buddy. What bands did you listen to growing up?
Well, it was a lot of metal. I had this obsession with Ozzy, a big Ozzy fan, White Zombie.
Right.
Cradle of Filth was like the fucking shit for me for a long time. My first obsession was Beethoven, actually. Like when
he shreds.
he's a fucking shit. It was Beethoven and, I went through different, I like it all. I like it all. I mean, I was big on Michael Jackson.
Right.
You know, who wasn't? It was, music
I
is
wasn't,
good.
But.
Music is good.
No, don't stop till you're good enough, Sky.
My music preference had just changed. And so that's what happened. I thought it was kind of funny because I went to school for a guitar, but now the music that I really listen to now has got a lot of rhythm, electronic.
What stuff do you listen to now?
Now, like Glitch Mob, IMX, Kate Bush.
Right.
Trust, I like them a lot.
Okay.
A lot, you know, it's a lot of, I like it.
Well, it's good, because, I'm trying to...
Well, basically, you know, Ms. Christian Vox, she's the lady, the center.
We love Christian
LA
Vox,
Dead,
yes. I asked Christian Vox to be on the show. She said, you don't know what a bad idea that is. And I said, because I adore her, but she's like, I was on a podcast once and I didn't know what to say.
I'll speak for her and say
she's a great DJ.
Oh, she is. I owe her a lot. She kind of woke up, like when I went through that whole numb thing, you know, I went to her club. I remember I rode my bicycle from Hollywood to Wilshire in Vermont. That's where she was having Ruin. And it was for my friend David Cherubim's birthday. And so I was like, okay, I can't drink because I have to ride my bike all the way over there. It's about a 45-minute bike ride.
Right.
I get over there. I'm sober. I just decided to quit smoking cigarettes. And I'm up on the balcony, and I'm hearing the fucking speakers inside. And there's this sexy vibe out on the patio. Right. And the music just keeps fucking going. And it's like good after good after good. So I'm like,
she does it like that.
I could feel, I felt something inside of me without any influence except for just that pure environment and music. Right. And I was like, I got to come back. And I went back, and next thing you know, before that, I went through this period where I didn't dance for years.
I don't recall that because you're always dancing every time I see you.
You met me after the medicine that I got. But when I was a kid, I used to dance and shit, you know. And then somebody got into my head at some point where for years I didn't dance. Like I was like, I don't dance. I was I kind of got hard for a little bit.
Right, because I usually run into you at Christian Vox's clubs.
But it's thanks to her. She opened up this whole fucking. She helped pull me back out of whatever got caged. Like I went to that club and it just hatched that. It just took away whatever held me back. So if anybody out there says you can't, they're telling themselves you can't dance. You have no idea. Whatever's kicking your ass and holding you down.
I've seen people who cannot dance.
You've seen me, but
you can trick yourself into things. I mean, I remember that
a lot of
people. As long as you're having fun, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, have fun.
But the funny thing is just thinking that you can't dance and attempting to dance with that thought, that crib that gets in your way. Because, you know, when I was a kid, I used to, I did talent shows. Like I did Michael Jackson impersonations and shit.
Oh yeah,
And then I went through this blockage of not dancing, right?
Junior high.
And then there's one time. Right. Well, it was actually even longer than that, a longer window. But there's this one time I was like, I want to really dance the salsa. And I remember I was like, my friend's trying to show me. I just looked so bad. And I was like, as if I never danced before.
How old were you
this
time?
In my head, when that happened, that was like.
I mean, what I was in my, you know, like maybe 23.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, like I said, when I was a kid, I was doing Michael Jackson.
I want to do the forbidden dance.
Weird. Like, I had cock blocked myself with this weird old, like, chain. I don't know, but it's just weird. Just get out of your own way, and you'll be surprised with the, you know, what.
Oh, Josie's been surprised with my dance moves on this show. But
shocking.
Sometimes they happen. No, in junior high, I did comedy for the first time in seventh grade for the talent show.
Oh.
Everybody else was dancing. They were doing air bands, and I killed. Uh-huh. I wish I remembered that material because it was gold. But you were on, speaking of comedy. And Michael, we're going to get to you because you're a magical person. We're ignoring Flan and Michael.
Okay.
And Josie. It's just like me and Charlie and everybody's like.
I'm just letting you guys go.
We're just listening. Yeah. This is why I knew you'd be a great guest. And you were on the Andy Dick show.
Andy Dick. Yeah.
And I introduced you.
Yeah. You came out and you're our host. I wish we could get the footage for that. I got to ask my buddy Nicola. He helped hook that up.
Right. And then, yeah, I talked to Nikolai about maybe booking myself. I don't know if they still have the show.
He's cool. No, it's not. It was called, I forgot, Film on TV. They had It was a network that had the Andy Dick live show. And Andy Dick was cool as fuck.
Andy Dick was very nice. He's very
Glenn,
cool.
Glenn Hetrick came out and he joined in on that. Kent
and Vixen were on the show.
Yeah, they came out too.
It was funny because you had me host because that's the band. So they're like, okay, everybody. Here is Many of Odd Nature. So then cut to me. Hi, everybody. Many of Odd Nature. Oh, there's more to it than that. I had a whole intro. Hey, prepare for the experience. And then he had brought Michael Vile, who's the magician, and he didn't have time to do it. But then he stole the show later on. And Andy Dick interviewed you, and you...
It was fun.
You had quite a potty mouth.
Oh, I do. It's terrible. I was just visiting my mom over the weekend, and she's just reminding me how bad my cursing is. And, you know, she was like, yeah, how many times did you just cuss right now? And I did not. Like, I'm thinking, I'm like, when did I cuss? Like, it's so part of my...
How many fucking times did I cuss?
But it's so weird because I just like to, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just very expressive, I guess. To me, it's like sound, you know, like, I don't know.
As long as you don't say motherfucker when you're intending to say mother, that would be probably faux pas. But Andy Dick was asking, because you kept trying, like, oh, I got a whole band. And he's like, I don't care. Tell me about you. And then and you're like, well, I fucking. Well, let me ask you, you're doing a show with Marilyn Manson. Oh, yeah, fucking. So how's Marilyn like? Well, I've never met him. Fucking. Well, I've met him. I party with him. Fucking.
He actually bought a piece of, he has a piece, I don't know if you, I can't remember if he bought a piece, but he has a piece of Manson's art.
Right. But
I have part of his set from a video I was in.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Oh, I'm with it.
There's Josie, name dropping again.
That's another influence. Marilyn Manson, big time.
Right.
Alice Cooper.
And by the way, I actually saw that video.
Oh, the Come Away?
And I couldn't see. I didn't see you at all.
I told you you wouldn't feel
free. He's like, you say you're in this video. I never. I couldn't see you at all.
I could point it out. Well, because it's a whole carnival scene, right. And I was a showgirl in it, so there's like a ton of clowns and people on stilts and all kinds of shit.
Where's Josie? And yes, but so
Manson rules.
That's how it is sometimes. In the days of being an extra.
Exactly. Now you've graduated to co-host.
Yay!
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Yeah, Josie
now.
So how does Many of Odd Nature...
People didn't think I'd go anywhere.
And Many of Odd Nature is an eclectic group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of names now.
Gigi.
The older guy.
Oh, Fred Saunders. He's a...
How many people are in the group?
Well, right now it's four actual members. We have, and then we have other performers. Like Fred Saunders, he comes and he might jump in. If we're able to play the three songs at the Magic Castle show, we're going to pull in Fred to this for the two songs that we had. I write for each of the Magic Castle shows, I write a song for them. Mm-hmm. The first one's Wolf versus Moon, where Freddie Boy plays the harmonica.
Right.
And then the last one it's called Candlelight Macabre. It was written about Mary Rogette. It's a Poe novel, The Mystery of Mary Rogette. Anyways, he does some percussion work on that. So if we'll bring him along for that
one.
But
and I didn't mean to call him an older guy, but he's older than the rest of
us. You know, the funny thing is he was in my dream last night. It was interesting dream. Yeah, I think we're supposed to be doing some stuff.
What kind of stuff?
We're supposed to, I don't know, I think it was something was about to happen.
Was Viagra involved?
No, that man, I doubt he... No, I'm sure he's well and
I'm sure. He's got a lot of life in that man.
Geez, you wouldn't know better than I would. Yeah, but he's, I mean, he's great, and I mean, the whole band
he's
is great.
Kicker. Yeah, and Seth Newfer, he's cool. He's got his own.
He's a little.
Yeah, I was gonna.
He's a little awesome man.
Yeah. No, he's a composer. You know, he does scores for movies and. Also, who Ms. Gigi, she's our little, she's not here right now, but she's our...
I was going to say, I thought that was Flo.
That's what I was thinking.
A little badass bassist who stepped up and yes. She rips it up on stage.
She's great.
And Matt Kuhn, he's an excellent drummer.
Kuhn.
I remember the first... Kuhn. Yeah. First time I met him, I just watched him playing drums. He was playing for my friend David. And they're for his band Illuminati, and they're practicing in their apartment. And I just saw how smooth Matt's arms were when you'd make the hits. It was just right. So smooth. He's an excellent drummer.
So you basically took, and of all these people that you thought that you admired, different styles, different types of people, and just put them together.
Yeah, well, I haven't, yeah, to me, yeah. If I like you, come play.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's...
And I like a lot of people.
Right. And so I mean, how did Many of Odd Nature go from being a straight rock band when I first saw them?
Well, I wasn't really straight rock.
It was straighter than it is now.
Well, it's a lot more like... there's a lot more electronic in it.
The Knitting Factory was the first show that I saw, which was years ago.
Which one was that?
Years ago. There was a Knitting Factory show.
Was it? But which, no, I played there three times. Which one was
it? We don't have time to get into
it.
Is
that when
it
was, you hosted for the Sunset Music Festival?
No, that was last year when
but
I
it's
really
a lot
hosted.
More, it's, yeah, there's a
no,
lot more.
I saw her band, and it was more of a straightforward band. I guess there were some different touches.
No, no, because I still played some of the songs.
But they didn't have a host say, here's the experience, and here's a magician popping out. And
that started happening in 2000. That started happening after 2009. Because that's when the Burn had, it got a hold of me. That's when I started bringing the Burn out on stage. Right. But in 2008, I opened it right after I finished school at MI. And it was a three-piece band, very good guitar-driven at the time.
Right.
And then, we performed... actually, at the I think the last show was at the CIA at the beginning of 2009 with the other members, and that was our last show. And I closed the project for a year.
Okay, because that's when you did my show.
Was it your show? It was.
And you also played bass in another band.
Yeah, that was the that was our last show with that lineup.
Right.
Yeah, there was a that was it. Yeah, and then from that I closed
Many of Odd Nature and opened it up to a new beginning.
Well, I had to do some there's some stuff, so I just had to handle some business,
there was like a punk band that you were playing bass for.
I think the Narcotics or the Narcotics, I think that's what they're called. Polly. Yeah, actually, I was going to mention that earlier. I had boycotted playing bass for years, and then Polly, when I was working at Guitar Center, he comes, he's like, play bass for my band. I was like, dude, I don't play bass. Like, I know, I was like, oh, fuck bass. You know, and then I heard his fucking, he's like, just check out the tracks. And I heard him. It was so fucking badass. I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
Yes. I know. And Charlie, you realize that apparently you're staying until the end of the show.
We're here to have band practice.
But Micah, we haven't gotten to Micah. Micah.
All right.
You are a magician. So when did you first start doing magic?
I was 8 years old. And I got my first magic book from my grandfather as a birthday present. And 18 years ago, I thought, man, I'd like to get paid. So I've been doing it for money for about 18 years.
That's good. Good.
Yeah, man.
And are you actually getting paid? Oh, you're at the Magic Castle, so you're making a living, right?
Well, Visa doesn't quite agree, but I do what I can.
He makes money like we all make money.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
We're all hustling.
We're all hustling.
And private events he does.
Certainly.
I know a friend of mine's called Mike up. And
she has. Yeah, Charlie's my agent.
Kids parties?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a gun for hire.
Because we had Wacko on. Wacko does kids shows and he does adult shows, and I think Michael does too.
Yeah.
So the kids shows really sort of play the bills, but the adult shows are the fun ones to do.
Well, definitely. You're right. The kids shows can be the bread and butter, but the adult shows, that's where the prestige is. That's where the money is.
Right.
So what's your specialty?
I like close-up a lot. I've played the parlor in the castle. If you've ever visited, you might know what this theater is. Yeah. When Many of Odd Nature play the castle, we get the entire floor. It's called the inner circle. It's this part with a bar and a theater that they open up for us, and it's where the library is located.
Right, that's in the middle. right? Or the third floor down?
Exactly,
okay,
yeah.
It's the basement?
Yeah.
It's the basement.
Yeah, some people consider it the basement. That's right. Okay. And they give us the whole floor, which
that's
is kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big
cool.
space there in
it
the
is.
Middle.
I've never been to the Magic Castle.
You have to come to this.
Dude, you got
to
go. Many of Odd Nature's find the castle, man.
I have to be there. I have to go a few times a year.
Please, that'd be great if you could do that.
I'd do anything to do that. That'd be great.
Yeah, man.
But when you walk in, it's got to be crazy.
But you know, he gets this great tour too of the castle.
You,
it's fucking epic. Anytime I'm like, please, am I
gotta
please
get the tour.
Can you do the tour?
Micah, you wouldn't have any magic that you could do now.
Yeah.
Josie can assist you.
Yay.
See how excited she is?
Yay.
All right, Josie.
Should I go over there?
Do you want to?
Oh, no, where you are is fine.
Okay. Should we? Actually, let me turn the camera over to who she is.
No, not towards me.
Well, no, because he's gonna do it. Okay, we're gonna do it.
He's the one.
There you go.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's like a selfie. That's,
yes, it's like a what?
You take an Instagram photo.
Selfie. Yeah.
Oh.
Like all your pictures on Instagram, Mark. You know what selfie.
Actually,
so you're on the camera. So.
Okay, hey. Actually, I prefer the camera to be on you. I want you to do this.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
here.
Who doesn't? Yes. Skid Row Studio viewers, you have your wish. You can see me. All right.
Cool, man. Are you ready to do a magic trick?
All right. Josie, you want to be the assistant or you want me to
do it? Well, no, Josie, I want you to help.
Okay.
But you are going to be the assistant, but sir, you are going to be the magician.
Okay, I'm
cool?
the magician. I'd
right,
love
cool.
to do that. Okay, yeah,
perfect.
I want to be a magician.
All right, man. It's pretty simple. Oh, and Josie,
shuffling cards.
Yeah, can you just confirm that they're in no particular order? Are we good?
Looks.
Okay. The answer would be yes. There are no particular order.
Yes,
tell you what,
no,
I'm gonna
in particular order.
Yes, no.
Yes, no.
What, okay.
Yeah. They are in no particular order.
Mixed messages.
Card, yeah.
God, I feel like we're on a date. Yes, no. Tell you what, just to make you happy, I'm gonna keep shuffling until you say stop.
Stop.
Perfect. Are you satisfied now?
Stop, please. Okay. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
We
are on a date. Yeah.
Shit.
All right, brother. Are you ready, man?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready.
Cool. Now, no matter. Oh, and I want you to be as relaxed as possible. Okay. Cool. Yeah. We're good. All right. So, are you able
He's
to?
Got his hand
are you
down
able to
pants.
Put your feet together and flat on the floor? Can you do that? Yeah. This is kind of an airplane thing, you know, when they ask you not to cross your legs because otherwise you're gonna have to wiggle around.
Okay.
Because I need you to be absolutely relaxed for this. Yeah.
I'm absolutely relaxed.
He looks really cool. relaxed.
I'm gonna come.
I'm absolutely cool. relaxed.
Now, are your hands comfortable where they are?
They're comfortable now.
Cool. All right, cool. Because the reason why I ask is if you start wiggling around, it's going to dissipate your focus. I need you absolutely relaxed. Cool. Right. No matter what happens, man, no matter what happens.
Charlie knows what's going to happen.
I don't. I'm excited.
No matter what happens, I want you so relaxed, brother, that you don't say a word unless I ask you a question. Can you do this? Say yes.
I don't think I would ever get that relaxed, but okay, I'll do it. I'll play along.
Okay, all right. That was a lot
just
of exposition. just say yes for now.
Yes for now.
Okay, perfect. Oh. Perfect. Okay, cool. No matter what happens, this is just for you. You're doing
great,
brother.
Boy, we're not making it easy for him.
Yeah, all right. Now, so remember, no matter what happens, you are so still, so relaxed. You don't say anything unless I... Cool, you're doing great, brother. Okay. Now, Josie, all the cards, they're all either black or they are... Oh, no, you're already wiggling around, buddy, so just be still.
Relax,
yeah,
Mark.
Just relax, man. Just relax. Josie, they're all either black or they are red. That's it, okay? They're either black
like,
or they are red.
The Crips and the Bloods.
Yes, I wasn't expecting to bring gang violence into the trick, but no, this is, we're learning a lot about you. This is fun. Okay, so, so Josie, check this out. Once again, you said that they were mixed up, yes?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
They're mixed up.
All right, sir.
Kind of like me.
No, you're complex. That's what, you're complicated. So they're all either black or they are red. Josie, does this make sense to you? Yes or no? It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Sir, yes or no, does this make sense to you?
This makes sense.
Cool. All right, here we go. Now, Josie, you're going to be my, you're going to confirm that I'm not showing him the next card, okay? I'm just looking at it, okay? Sir, I got
to... I'm trying to peek, but I'm not seeing it.
Right, yeah. Is this either black or is it red? What
I
would you guess?
I forgot what we were doing.
It's the card is black.
The card is black. He's right.
Oh,
check
black.
It out. It's black. All right, let's try that again.
I had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, right. You know, we would expect that kind of luck, but still, very well done, man. Okay, is this black or is it red?
It's red.
Josie says red. Sir, what do you say?
You're wrong. It's black.
He's red.
Oh!
All right, let's try it
you
again.
You guys are in cahoots.
We're not in cahoots.
Right, is this black or is it red? Josie, what would you guess?
It's black.
Black? What do you say?
Pink.
If you had to choose black or red,
what? No, it's black. It's black.
Okay, all right. Both of you are right. Very good. All right, but he's gotten every single one right. Sir, yes or no? Have you done this before?
I'm just guessing black on everything.
Okay, well, you're very good. Okay, black or red. What would you guess? Josie, what would you guess?
I'll go with him. It's black.
Black? Okay, Josie says black. What do you say?
Now he's going to say red.
This one's going to be red.
I knew you were going to say that.
He's right again. Check this out. All right, let's do one more. Black or red? Sir, Josie, what would you guess?
I'd guess red.
Red? What do you think?
You know, Josie, for once you're right.
You're both right. Very good. Now, check this out. Now, I know, Josie, you think we were in cahoots. Sir, yes or no? Did we set up anything ahead of time?
We set
he's
up nothing
ahead of time. He's not going to tell you. Or tell the audience.
No, but right.
If he said something, I would tell somebody. I'm honest with my eyes. I'm just guessing. I guess black, and then I figured a red would come up, and then a couple reds came up.
And you got them all right. Let's just do one more.
I'm never
black,
gonna this.
Black or red? Josie, what would you guess?
Black.
Black?
Black.
Okay, you're both right. So he got all six of them right in a deck that you confirm was shuffled after a lot of weird awkwardness and philosophical
correct
debate. Now, check this out. You think that maybe we set up something ahead of time, and we didn't.
We did not.
But Josie brings up a good point. Like, maybe we're lying. So, Josie, I want
you to... You guys are full of shit.
Yeah, I get that all the time on dates. So, Josie, how many cards in a deck?
52.
Give me a number from 1 to 52. Now, before you say anything, the bigger the number, the longer this will take. So you might want to choose a smaller number, but it's still up to you. Go for it.
That's a good deterrent, right? 13.
Do you want to change your mind?
Okay.
Right. I don't trust you either.
17.
Okay. Do you want to change your mind from that?
No.
Cool. Now, Josie, once again, you did confirm that this deck is mixed up. You even told me how far to mix it, right?
Yes.
Do you remember that part?
No.
I know. 30
I
seconds ago.
What I did last 30, week.
I just
remembered that I went to an event last
week.
It was
quite about. Yeah, 30 seconds ago.
She got shocked last week. So
oh, that makes sense. All right, so Josie, are you happy with 17?
Okay, 17 is good.
All right, here we go. Watch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And I'm going to give you one last chance. Do you want to change your mind?
No.
Okay, so that's the card that you selected, yeah? That's the random number that you came up with, right?
Well, I hope I get this right.
All right. Pressure's on you, Mark.
Okay. All right. Is this black or red, sir? What would you guess?
Red.
Red. Josie, what would you guess?
I have to go with red.
Okay.
Mark's been on now, a winning streak.
Let's take this a little further. You said red. Is that correct?
I said red.
Okay, cool. That would make this either hearts or diamonds. Now, this is a new direction, so I'll ask you again. If you had to choose between hearts or diamonds, would you choose hearts or would you choose diamonds? Josie, what would you guess?
Too many choices.
I know, right? She's like, I was told there'd be no math. You're doing great.
Hearts.
Hearts, okay. What would you say?
Hearts.
Okay, you're in agreement. All right. Is this a number card or a letter? You know, number being self-explanatory, letter being Jack, Queen, King, or Ace. Josie, would you guess number or letter? What would you
letter
guess? Letter. Letter. What do you say, sir?
Number.
Oh, mixing it up. Okay, so he's going. So you said letter. He's going with number. Since you said number, we're going to continue with that. But just keep in mind, you said letter. Numbers are either low or high. Josie, would you guess low number or would you guess high?
High.
High. What do you say, man? Yeah, if you had either low or high, what would you guess?
I would say high.
High. Okay.
Hi.
So you're in agreement again.
Hi,
Josie.
It's for the burners. I'll say high.
Perfect. Okay. So Josie, the high numbers are 5, 6.
Oh my God!
7,
this is going on
8,
forever.
9, 10. I know. You're
why
a busy
this,
woman.
Why is this such a long?
Pick a number
trick
between 5 and 10.
10.
Okay.
What would you guess?
7.
7. Okay. So let's talk about what just happened. You told me how far to mix up the cards. You chose any number you wanted to. He named a card. What was the card that you named again?
He doesn't remember.
It was the Seven of Hearts.
Seven of Hearts. Now, Josie's already complained how long this trick is because I guess you have a rave to go to later. So I'm going to try to speed things up. But if this is the Seven of Hearts, he's just done something pretty amazing, and you helped control it. You told me how much to shuffle the cards. You told me what number out of the deck. Is that fair?
Okay.
I'll take Josie. That.
Okay. All right. So Josie's already
going to be a competition with you.
Josie's already whining about the length of this, so I'm going to let you finish up, brother. What'd you say again? Seven of Hearts?
Seven of Hearts.
Take a look.
Seven of Hearts. do it. Is it?
All right, let's see.
Don't drop it.
Oh, the whole deck dropped.
You got it, man. All right, Josie, I know that was incredibly time consuming for you, but I still think he deserves a round of applause.
It was good.
Dude, well, have you ever done that before? You were amazing.
I've never done any magic at all. The only magic was to get this show together today. That's the only magic.
You did a great job, man.
Good job.
And actually, and you're great. Micah.
Yeah.
And if I remember your last name now.
Culver. Yeah, Culver.
Culver.
Yeah.
Micah Culver. How do people find you?
Well, I'm on the Facebooks, just like Charlie is. I'm also on.
I think we just became friends.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. All right, I won't friend you because I know that will be time consuming. But dude, I would love to be your friend.
No, I sent your friend request today. So
perfect.
We'll figure it out. So Micah Culver on Facebook
and MicahTheMagician.com. Yeah,
MICAH. You have a website, Micah the Magician.
Exactly, MicahTheMagician.com.
And the Magic Castle. That benefit is what date?
It is actually easy to remember, 11, 12, 13.
Yes.
Won't take too much time for you to memorize that, Josie.
I know time is of the essence.
Can't
do that.
Good. Okay. I know you don't have time for conditioner and shampoo, so I want to save everybody time.
I was nice to you, Josie, this week. These guests are busting your chops.
You're bringing your buddies in to gang.
This is Charlie's buddy, not mine.
Yeah, 11, 12, 13. It's easy to remember.
11, 12, 13. Yeah. And, great stuff, man. Definitely come back.
Dude, you were wonderful. You were fantastic.
I love it. I know this was a last-minute thing. Next time, bring something you can pull out of Josie's breast, because every magician we've had has pulled something out of the breast.
Okay.
Remember when Wacko pulled something out of your breast?
He pulled something out of somewhere.
Exactly. And Fla?
What?
Is there anything you want to promote or anything you want to do?
Oh, now you want to talk to her.
You're a photographer, Fla?
Yeah.
Most
of the time. Yes.
We'll have to.
Yes.
What's your site again?
www.flaminiafinale.com. I don't think you're going to remember.
Did you spell that
www,
one?
www, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. flaminiafanale.com.
Okay.
She's a fantastic photographer.
Well, if you're listening to the replay on audio video, just slow it down really quick. Fly, you're delightful. I told you you'd want to joke around. I want to see your photographs.
Help yourself. I believe you have the internet. There.
Maybe. Well, no, I can't do it. I'm doing the show now. I can't really sit there and gaze at pictures of you two like I will directly after the show. So, Fla, thank you for stopping by. You've been delightful. I knew you wanted to talk and joke around.
Yeah.
Paisana means sister, doesn't it?
Sure.
Paisana's brother, right?
No, it means Paisana? It means like a countryside person.
Okay.
Compatriota would be.
So how do I say beautiful Fla?
Bella Fla.
Bella Fla. Bella Fla.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
Bella Fla. I'll cook you spaghetti, Bella Fla. How about that?
That sounds inviting.
Yeah, hey, come over to my house. I got some Parmesan cheese, some ricotta. We'll figure it out.
Sure.
And bring Charlie, because Charlie's great. Charlie, give everybody what's coming up. Monday's the big show.
Yeah, Monday at the Slide Bar on the 9th, 8
in Fullerton.
O'clock. In Fullerton, 8 o'clock. Please, if you want to be a part of the launch of Many of Odd Nature, please come and hang out with us. If you want to, come dressed up as a zombie, and we're going to have a little surprise right at the end, and I'll explain that to you later.
We
have a little reward for you if you want to participate. It'll be worth your time. But yeah, if we win, we go to finals, and if we go to finals, we fucking open up for Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple of gifts for you. I got a little t-shirt.
Oh.
We actually ran out of the larger sizes. So I'm going to personally make this a patch for you. And you're going to do it.
Oh, thank you.
And then I got a little sticker here so you can have that.
Oh, I'll put that on my car. You got anything for Josie? Or?
You know what? I will.
You'll get me at some point.
Anyway, I appreciate it, because I have my old Many of Odd Nature t-shirt.
You actually have one of these?
No, not that one. I've got the other one with...
That's right. Yeah. Shit, dude.
And how do people get a hold of you if they need to get a hold of you or they want to get a hold of you?
Well, the website's manyofoddnature.com. It's got an email link there. You can find me on Facebook. It's Charlie Guinau. It's Charly. Last name is Gienau.
Pronounce Guinau.
Yes. And manyofoddnature@gmail.com is also another way to reach me.
And you've got YouTube clips and great stuff.
Yeah, all the videos, pictures, Happy Trail. My Happy Trail is the show dates that we've performed. We've played a couple shows. We've done a couple. We've earned our stripes, I think.
Happy Trail. I'm thinking interesting thoughts. Josie, go to Josie Cat.
by me, just Google me, Josie, J-O-S-I, Cat, with a K, K-A-T, and you'll find my Twitter and all my everything else.
Facebook.
My website.
Under Josie Katz.
Josie Cat. Yeah, and for all those people who are going to be at Wasteland Weekend, hit me up because I'll be producing my next video there. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
I play the king.
I'm going to be there, actually.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
We're playing together. Got to get you in the video.
Josie, can you meow for everybody and show them how it's done?
Meow.
All right.
Meow.
And once again, go to darkmarkshow.com. Dark Mark Show on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Goth Comedian. If you're in L.A. tomorrow night, CIA, great show. Charlie, it's fantastic. I knew you'd be a great guest.
Thank you, everybody. You guys are badass, and thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Great place.
Good show, huh?
Thank you.
Anyway, now's the time for the spank train, where we all run around the table and spank each other.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week.
To the door, what you wanna do? Do you want some hardcore? Do you like it raw? South Olive, downtown LA, Skid Row Studios, motherfucker. Hey yo, it's Thursday night. 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You done wasted your whole life already. You got nothing to aspire to. What else is another hour gonna take away from you? Tune in Thursday night, 9 p.m. Nestorius Public Radio. I'm Nestor Rodriguez.
This is Simon Kaufman with Nestorius Public Radio on SkidRowStudios.com. We're huge, bro. We're blowing up. We got a Facebook fan page, dude. Check it out, yo.
Nestorius Public Radio. Thursday nights, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go to iTunes. You know what to do. Look up podcasts. Look up Nestorius Public Radio. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Just do it.
We're going to have our own video game soon, bro. It's huge. It's blowing up. We're trending. We're trending. iTunes, new and noteworthy.
That's right. Busting it out.
Host of Psychic Every Day on SkidRowStudios.com. I come to you live on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Time with a show about being psychic and all things psychic. You can call in during the show to get a reading. The number is 1-800-893-9562. And that is at www.SkidRowStudios.com. You can also find Psychic Every Day as a free downloadable podcast on iTunes.